These afternoons we spend testifying of the faithfulness of the Lord. We have a God who is so faithful, and his faithfulness is proven through history. Saints of the Lord struggle much with perfection.
神的圣徒在完全这件事上,
and as a result, we see in the history of the church a roller coaster ride.
所以我们看到教会的历史也是上上下下。
The church seems to come into a high ground where they express the life of the Lord Jesus and the power of the Spirit.
教会来到一个高点, 在圣灵的能力里边, 他们来彰显神的丰富。
But because of our weaknesses, the church inevitably declines down at the bottom of the sine curve and loses its power and its testimony.
但是很可惜, 人是软弱的, 他们顺着这个弯度,
this is the outward estimation as we look at church history. But behind the scenes, we have an eternal God.
但是在幕后我们有一位永生的神,
whose plans cannot be thwarted.
他的计划是不能够被中断的。
And throughout church history, the Lord has been perfecting his bride.
教会历史里边神一直在完全他的心腹。
So we find out of some of the darkest moments of history, sudden bright lights come upon the scene.
所以我们在看历史黑暗的时候, 看到突然有光就照耀出来。
A Martin Luther sees that a man is saved by grace alone.
马丁路德, 他在光中看到只有因信。
A John Wesley sees that we're sanctified by faith in Christ. And in our modern era as well, there have been brothers who've been raised up in a special way. And often these men lead the way in pilgrimage for the season of their life.
然后这些人也是, 在他们的一生的当中来做带领工作。
But the key is that the Lord continues to work even with the passing of the pioneer.
但是就算是这些带领人, 他们先这些先锋, 他们过去了, 但是神还继续来带领他的教会。
So what David began when he established Zion, Solomon had to complete by building the temple.
这个大卫他开始建造西安, 所罗门成全, 他是来完成建造这个圣殿。
And so we have these various brothers down through history.
所以在历史里, 我们看到这些的, 弟兄们。
I'd like to read just three verses from Hebrews chapter 13.
我们只从希伯来书, 看三处的经文, 希伯来书第13章。
If you'll remember, at near the end of chapter 12, we find ourselves gathered at Mount Zion.
我们知道在12章的末了, 我们看到我们来到了锡安山那里。
And when we gather at Mount Zion, it's a good time to remember those faithful servants who've gone before us.
那我们来到锡安山面前, 我们就是一个很好的时候来纪念那些在我们之前的弟兄们。
As the writer says at the beginning of chapter 12, seeing that we are encompassed about by such a great cloud of witnesses.
那就像12章一开始里边说的, 我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围绕着我们。
As we've mentioned, there are brothers who have gone up the mountain higher than us and are continuing to pursue in the presence of the Lord Jesus even after this mortal life.
那些像我们说的，有那些弟兄们，他们走在我们的前边，走在我们的上边。就算他们过去之后，他们还是在那边继续的寻求。
These Jewish Christians that are being written to are looking forward to the return of the Messiah to establish his kingdom on earth.
这些写的就是让我们看到这些犹太人，他们希望 这些希伯来人他们希望就是看到弥赛亚他回来。
But while they're waiting, the writer exhorts them to understand them in proper light.
就是说这边作者来鼓励这些人他们要在正确的光中 来明白。
So in verse 7, he says, Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith.
希伯来书第13章第7节从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人你们要想念他们效法他们的信心留心看他们为人的结局。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace.
你们不要被那诸般怪异的教训勾引了去，因为人心靠恩得坚固才是好的。
Now, if we want to speak and remember with great thankfulness,Those brethren who have gone before.
我们怀着感恩的心，我们讲到那些在我们之前的弟兄们。
This Christian man, this writer, gives us the stability that we need.
写这本书的作者，他给我们一个我们所需要的稳固的。
In verse 7, we honor those who have gone before us with the word of God.
从前引导你们那些人，我们要想念他们。
But then in verse 9, there's a warning not to be taken away by diverse teachings and strange things.
但是第九节有个警告，你们不要被那诸般怪的教训给勾引了去。
But this is our security.
但是这是我们的稳妥。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
基督耶稣昨日今日一直永远是一样的，这是我们的稳固。
He's the one who's moving things forward to the completion of the bride.
他是那一位来完成完全心腹的那一位。
So there are some who have gone before us.
有些人他们在我们前面走了。
Jesus was leading the way.
是耶稣来带领他们走。
And now he is the same today.
那他今天是一样的。
So he's well able to continue to lead us, whether a certain brother is here or there.
不管这些弟兄在不在，我们的主他一定还是今天继续来带领我们。
And Jesus will be the same tomorrow.
然后明天我们的主耶稣也是一
样。And as we arrive at the perfection of Zion, we will all shout as the final capstone is put on the building, Grace, grace, it was all the grace of the Lord.
那么来到锡安山，当那殿最后的那个顶石被放上了之后，我们说全一切全都是恩典，恩典还有恩典。
So we take an opportunity this afternoon to share a few testimonies.Of the lives of two men who have gone before us.
So, 今天下午我要分享两位他们在我们之前两位弟兄的经历。
Now, you notice it doesn't say imitate our brothers; it says imitate their faith.
这边没有说效法我们的弟兄，就是效法他们。
You know that whenever
效法他们的信心。
You know, whenever Christians try to imitate a brother, they end up with a movement whose founder is human.
无论什么时候嘛，是效法一些人的话，就成了一种运动。
But when we see that the faith that these brethren had,
但是我们看到这些弟兄们他们的信心
，the eyes that they had, the mouth that they spoke, the walk that they led by faith,
他们眼睛所看的，嘴中所说的，他们脚所行走的。
Now we should imitate that.
我们应该是效仿这些。
So if anything.Our brother, I'd like to share today a little bit about Brother Lance Lambert and Brother Stephen Kahn.
所以今天我就想分享一下兰培德还有我们江守道弟兄。
But only if it will encourage us to press on.
那如果只是为了来鼓励我们，我们自己继续往前。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
我们注目我们眼在我们主基督耶稣身上，因为他是我们信心的创始成终那一位。
I don't know how I got put in a position that allowed me to get to know our brother Lance Lambert and our brother Stephen Kahn.
我也不知道是怎么回事情，但是我就这样认识了我们兰培德弟兄还有江弟兄。
I can't tell you how much I have received from their faith.
我不能告诉你我从他们的身上，他们的信心我得到了多少。
And I tell you a strange thing.
我告诉你一件很奇怪的事情。
When you work together with brothers for a long time,
当你和弟兄同工很长一段时间以后,
you get to see their humanness.
你看到他们人性的那一面。
I would dare to say their faults.
或者说他们有自己的短处。
But to me, the net result is it makes me even more full of worship that Jesus can use broken vessels.For His glory.
但是结果让我更多的敬拜我们的主竟然用一个这样破碎的器皿。
Our brother Lance Lambert. Now, how many of you don't even know who that is? I'm just interested because we've got young people. Now, there's
a few
hands.
兰培德弟兄谁不知道？
A few hands. For years at the WCCC conference, at the family conference in Richmond, Virginia, and in the Far East, our brother Lance Lambert ministered.Alongside our brother Stephen Kahn.
多年以来曾经在西安特会在东岸那边在远东我们蓝培德弟兄和江弟兄一起服侍。
The Lord used this combination in a most unique way.
神用着这一个很特别的一个组合 来使用他们。
We go out to the Far East and meet at a conference in Taiwan or Australia.
在远东在台湾在澳大利亚我们有特会。
Our two brothers would get up and minister.Time after time.
一次又一次这两位弟兄他们站起来服侍主。
It's what I call the perfect Lord with his one-two punch.
我这是我所谓的我们的主像一个拳击就是左拳右拳那种组合拳一样。
Lance would punch us awake.
然后蓝弟兄他一拳就把我们打醒。
Speak about the Lord in living and wonderful ways.
就是我们的神是他是一位活的是一个这样奇妙的一位神。
Everybody who heard our brother Lance Lambert recognized that God certainly must have a sense of humor.
每次我们听到你们听过兰培德的弟兄讲到，你觉得我们的神真是很有幽默感。
There was a famous preacher one time, and somebody came up after a message and said, "You know what? You just laugh too much, and we know Jesus never laughed."
有一位很出名的传道人在讲完以后，有人跟他就说。你开玩笑笑太多了我们的主很他们是我们的主不会笑的。
And this famous servant said, well, I can't say whether I know that Jesus ever laughed, but he sure fixed me up so that I can.
他说这位出名的传道人说我不知道我们的主能他会不会笑但是有一点他把我完全把我修复好了所以我可以在那边来笑。
Our brother Lance Lambert was from England and he spoke the proper King's English.
我们的兰培德弟兄从英国来他所以他有很标准的英国的地方口音。
And I have seen a room full of 600 Chinese brothers and sisters.
我自己亲眼看到一屋子600多个都是从中国都是中国来的中国的弟兄姐妹们。
Laughing until they had tears in their eyes as our brother Lance Lambert spoke of the Bible.
就是我们的兰弟兄在那边讲圣经，但是大伙儿笑到眼泪都出来了。
He brought things to life.
他把东西就是把它点活了。
And just as we got through laughing, our brother Stephen Kahn came on the pulpit.
我们笑完以后，然后江弟兄就上了讲台。
And immediately we turned to repentance.
然后我们马上就要悔改了。
They were a God raised.
神就兴起这么一个队伍。
And I, as much younger than the two of them, I don't know, I was allowed to rub shoulders with them at these various conferences over the years.
我比他们年轻很多，所以我不知道我能不能和他们站在一起。
If I had to say anything about our brother Lance that's a lesson for us to learn, it's this.
如果说讲到兰弟兄有什么功课的话，那我可以讲这一个。
And I speak to the younger people here.
对年轻人来讲
It's the most important time for you to be all out 100% for the Lord while you're young.
就是说当你还年轻的时候非常的重要的一件事情你要百分之百把你自己交给神。
We seldom realize at our young age that we are actually setting the angle of our life in our early years.
因为在我们还年轻我们在这些初年的时候我们在调整我们人生的方向。
And our brother Lance Lambert is a testimony of what the Lord can do with a young man who gives his whole heart and life to the Lord.
我们的兰弟兄就是一个见证，当你年轻的时候，把你全心全人奉献给神的时候，神可以做的事情。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21 and 22, the scriptures say, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel of honor, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. So flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord.From a pure heart.
提摩太后书第二章第二十一还有第二十二节，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你要逃避少年的私欲，从那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Lance and his sister grew up in a London suburb during World War II.
南培的弟兄和他的姊妹二战的时候在伦敦的郊外长大。
They were saved when they were 12 years old.
他们12岁得救。
And they joined a famous Baptist church where there was a Keswick speaker well known named Alan Redpath.
他们加入了一个浸信会，里边有一个非常出名开西特会的讲员叫 Alan
Redpath.
Redpath.
He was a very good preacher, and the church was a very lively Baptist church.
非常好的一个讲员，那个教会非常的活跃。
At the end of World War II,
二战之后
there was a revival in the Scottish islands of the Hebrides.
在爱尔兰的那边岛有一个复兴，苏格兰那边岛有个复兴。
In Hebrides,where the Holy Spirit came down on those islands and hundreds and thousands of people got saved by the glory of a revival work.
圣灵在那边大大的工作，有极大的复兴，几十万人被得救。
And it wasn't too long until almost daily reports were coming from the Hebrides to the London news about what was going on.In their meetings, in the repentances, in the conversions.
然后很快，他们那边聚会的情况，他们的悔改，他们的复兴，那边的消息从这些岛屿就马上就被传到伦敦的报纸里面去了。
Now our brother and his sister were just teenagers at that time.
我们的弟兄和姊妹那个时候只是。
But they said,
大姐
we have to have a revival like that here in London.
他们那时候才十几岁，他们大家说我们要在英国也有这样的复兴。
So they got together with about a half a dozen teenagers.
他们那个时候大概就有六七个这样的年轻人。
And they prayed together every night. I think it was for 3 months, but it may have been longer.
他们就是那样一起每天祷告了三个月的时间。
Now they were just teenage young Christians.
就十几岁的年轻人。
They get down on their knees.
他们就跪下了。
Pray for revival like in the Hebrides.
就像海伯地那些岛屿在这边有同样的复兴。
They'd find scriptures and come together and repeat the scriptures.
他们找到圣经一起来读，重复的读这些圣经。
Oh, they were praying for revival.
他们在那边祈求复兴。
They were challenged by great problems with the weather in London, but still they came together at least two or three every night for 3 months to pray for revival.
他们伦敦那边天气不好，就算这样子，每天起码有两三个人，三个月的时间，每天晚上在一起来祷告。
And when that period seemed to run its course,
那段时期大概快完
I said,
结束的时候
maybe we should hold some meetings, and we'll just share testimony of how young people could be saved.
他说我们是不是要开始一些聚会，告诉年轻人怎么来得救？
And so they began to hold these testimony meetings in a house where the meeting would be held upstairs and down in the basement some people would be praying.
所以他们就开始在家里边有这样的见证会，楼上他们聚会，这个地下室他们有人在那边来祷告。
And you know, teenagers who were Baptist background, Anglican background, Methodist background. A whole bunch of them got saved.
有这样有浸信会背景的、卫理公会背景的, 他们这些的年轻人, 十几岁的年轻人, 他们就这样被得救了。
And they wanted to meet.
而且有愿意聚会的心。
Well, every church was happy to have a meet if they would only be Baptist or only be Anglican or whatever.
不管他们是浸信会的还是安理干聚会的，不管怎么样，他们有这样的心。
But these young people said, no, we need to be this. We're together. We're all Christians.
他们说，我们在一起，我们都是基督徒。Well,
this was the beginning of what was to become a wonderful company of believers, the Christian family in Halford Road, England.
那这个就是一批的基督徒家庭在Halford, England那边他们开始的，他们的开始。So.
So our brother Lance got so excited about this, he decided he wanted to be a missionary to China.
He's a
young brother, but he's given his whole life to the Lord.
So
he studied at the University of London, and he was studying Chinese and politics and all this stuff, and then the curtain closed on China, and no missionaries could go.
他就去在伦敦大学学中文，学这些的政治什么的东西，他想去传。但是那个时候，因为国内的情况，那个门就被关上了。So
what does he do?
那他做什么呢？
He joins the Royal Air Force.
他加入了皇家空军。As
a volunteer medic.
他做as
a medical.
他做一个救护员。And
he's shipped out to Egypt.
他去被分派了到埃及，where
he's to go and minister among those soldiers, British soldiers, in the hospitals there.
他在那边的基地里边，他来服侍那些英国的军人。Now
you see, he's just doing what he feels the Lord wants him to do if somebody sold out.
那他就做他觉得神让他要做的事情。But
there he had his first divine encounter.
但是那一边他
He got to Egypt and his health broke down.
他去了埃及，身体就垮了。Our
brother Lance had problems with health all of his life.
我们兰弟兄一生身体都不好。And
he had to do nothing except lay around for weeks.
那个时候什么也做不了，只能就是几个星期就在那里躺着。And
so they released Lance out of the hospital and he went to spend a few months with two sisters.
他出院以后，他就好几个月的时间，他和两个姊妹在一起。Now,
does anybody know the famous book, Rhys Howell's Intercessor?
谁知道这本书叫 Rhys Howell's Intercessor?
It's a wonderful book about a man named Rhys Howells in Wales who learned how to pray and intercede.
这本书讲到在威尔士那边有一个 Rhys Howells这个人，他如何来代祷。And
they started a school there to learn how to pray. Now these two sisters, who were missionaries in Egypt, had learned how to pray. And Lance learned the lesson of his life. Every day, these women would pray. Their Bible was full of underlinings in the Old Testament in places like Habakkuk.
旧约像哈巴古书那边，甚至他们都满了那个下限。These
women would get down on their knees and lay hold of the Lord regarding the problems in the Suez Canal in Egypt.
就是他们就为着当时苏伊士运河的事件，他们跪在地上为着这件事情来祷告。
He saw the Lord answering prayers that these two sisters prayed.
那他就看到神答应了这些姊妹们的祷告。Well,
they asked Lance to join in.
他们让兰贝德弟兄来加入他们。But
he didn't know how to pray like them, but he began to learn over these several months.
他不知道怎么来祷告，但是几个月以后，他慢慢学会怎么来祷告。And
the most important ministry that our brother Lance had personally in his life is he knew how to lay hold of God in prayer.
我们兰弟兄他自己学会一生最重要的一个功课就是他如何抓住神的自己。If
you had the privilege of being with our brother in a prayer meeting, then you know what it's like when the Lord comes in the room while he's praying.
你如果有幸曾经和他一起来祷告聚会的时候，你就会感到当弟兄祷告的时候，神就好像就进到这个房间一样。
So many times I've been in prayer meetings with our brother. People are just praying this and praying that. And then our brother gets a hold and touches exactly the will of God.
祷告的时候有祷告这个祷告那个，但是我们弟兄一开口他就抓住神所要那个东西。
He has some books on prayer.
他有一些的书是告关于祷告。
He went around and I went with him to several different fellowships where he spoke the school of prayer and taught people how to pray.
他去好几处的地方我也跟着去，他是讲如何来祷告。
He became a worldwide leader in what's called international intercessors of prayer.
那他就成了那个全世界一个的组织的一个带领人，就是说代祷如何代祷人的一个组织。
We'll see how this became important in just a few minutes.
我们一会儿就看到这件事是很重要的一件的事情。
When he got back to London,
他回到伦敦以后
those young people still were meeting here and there.
有些年轻人还在这边或者那边在聚会。
But the Lord convinced these young people they need to start to meet together and break bread.
这些主就叫他们一起来擘饼。
And they began to meet using the Bible as their pattern of meeting.
他们就开始用圣经来作为他们一个例子榜样来聚会。
But they actually...couldn't find their way.
但是他们找不到这个道路。
And then, our brother Lance had a divine encounter with brother Sparks.
然后我们兰弟兄就有一个神圣和我们石百克弟兄有一个神圣的相遇。
Now our dear brother Sparks has a ministry that sees the all sufficiency and the greatness of Christ.
我们石百克弟兄他就是看到神他。完全丰富那一面。
And Brother Sparks, as an elderly man, gave his time to this young fledgling group and began to teach them about the greatness of Christ.
那我们那个时候，施柏克弟兄已经是年长了，但是他愿意花他的时间在这些年轻人的里面来教导关于神的伟大。
As a result, they began to see the Lord building his church.There in this suburb of London, and the Lord did a wonderful thing in that church.
然后他们就看到神就开始在伦敦的郊外来开始建造这一处的教会。
As I mentioned the other night, this is the place that I went in 1975 and said, "This is home. This is Zion."
这是我昨天所说到的。这个我1975年去伦敦，这个就是在这个地方，我说这个是家。这个就是西安。
So this began a number of occasions where I would meet and talk with Brother Lance, and of course, I was one of those who asked a million questions.
所以我就有机会来见到他，并且问他很多的问题。我真是问了他很多很多的问题。
And I remember the year when I had left the pastorate, and now I was substitute teaching in school, and I just didn't know what my future held. I wasn't sure.
那个时候我就不再做所谓的牧师，我就去学校当做一个替补的老师。我那个时候也不知道我要去做什么。
And I, at this time, I was Lance's slave.
那个时候我是兰弟兄的奴隶。
I carried his two suitcases in my car and drove him all over the United States.
我就把他的两个行李装在我的车，然后开着车全美国到处跑。
So I was driving down through Tennessee one day, and I said to Lance.
那天我们到开车到了田纳西，我跟兰弟兄说
，I see that my being a pastor wasn't right. I've resigned, but now I don't know what to do. How am I going to live?
作为一个牧师可能不对，我辞职了，但是现在我应该做什么呢
？Do you know? Have you had a moment where somebody gives you an answer that changes your life?
你有没有这样的经历？有人给你一个回答，那个回答改变你一生的
？Have you ever had that kind of counsel?
你有没有这样的建议？
My brother Lance looked at me with great affection and love.
我对兰弟兄对他很有感情。
He said, "Brother, our question is not how to live. The question is how to die."
我的弟兄说，这个问题不是说我们要怎么活，问题是说我们要怎么死。
He If you learn how to die like the Lord wants you to die right now, He'll take care of the life.
如果说你学会了神，你学会了神让你死的死这个死的方法的话，你学会了，神会来照顾你生你的生活。
So I laid down my ministry forever, as far as I was concerned, and just waited on the Lord.
那所以我就完全放下我自己的所谓的服事，我完全就等候在神的面前。
Well, as you can see, for some reason, the Lord raised me back up again.
但是你也看到神，他也把我重新兴起来。
But I often find for Christians, they're so worried about how to live. And if you just die in the Lord, put yourselves in His hands, He takes care of the rest.
看到很多的信徒，他们一直担心我们该怎么活。但是如果你愿意死在他面前，死在他面前，放在他手里边，神会来照顾。
Well, there's many wonderful things about our Lance, our brother Lance and his ministry through the years.
那我们想到兰弟兄这么多年，他这些年的服事。
But we happened to be with him in Israel when something happened.
那次我们在以色列有件事情发生了。
It was in the late 1970s. And Julia and I were taking a tour of Israel with her parents and a number of others, and Lance was leading the tour.
70年代末，我们和我和我妻子还有我的岳父母，他们去那边去旅游，兰弟兄在带领我。
And this was one of the moments that changed Lance's life.
那一刻改变了兰弟兄一生。
Along on this trip of the tour of Israel, Lance's mother came from England.
旅游的时候，兰弟兄的母亲从英国过来。
If you know Lance and the character he was, you should have met his mother.
如果你见过兰弟兄，你看到这个他的性格的话，那你更应该看看他的母亲。
But his mother had some health problems, and so afraid that she needed to say something to Lance, told him something he'd never known before.
他的母亲身体有问题，他就告诉兰弟兄他从来没有跟他讲过的一件事。
He was raised there in England by this Mr. and Mrs. Lambert.
他是在兰培德夫妇把他在英国把他培养长大的。
But his mother told him.
他妈妈告诉他
that his father was actually a Jewish count who had been martyred in the Second World War.
他的父亲其实是一个犹太的一个爵位的一个人，在二战的时候他殉职了。
And that his actual name wasn't Lance Lambert, it was Lance Lambert Dobsky.
他的全名其实不是兰培德，是兰培德Dobsky.
His father was a Polish count and a Jew. And when the Germans came down on Poland, he sent his wife and children away for safety.
他的父亲其实是在波兰，当时是一个爵位一个人。二战德国侵略波兰的时候，他把他的妻子和孩子们，送到了西方英国那边。
And suddenly Lance understood that he was Jewish.
就那一刻，兰弟兄明白他是一个犹太人。
Now his mother was half Jewish.
他的母亲是一半是犹太人。
Now that he knew.
那个是他知道。
But that he was Jewish and his father was a count from Poland.
他父亲是犹太人，而且是在波兰的一个伯爵。
And suddenly, all kinds of spiritual instincts came to the front in Lance's life, and a great, great burden for Israel was born in him.
然后一些属灵的直觉马上就来到他，他突然对以色列有很大的一个负担。
And so he bought a house, or he had a house built for him in Jerusalem.Moved from London to Jerusalem to continue his ministry.
他在以色列耶路撒冷的一块建了一个房子，他从伦敦搬到了以色列。
There, Lance began to pray for Zion.
那个时候，兰弟兄就开始为锡安来祷告。
Now we haven't discussed one particular aspect of Zion, which is the recovery of the Jews to Jerusalem in the millennium.
有件事情就是没有提到，就是在千禧年的时候，犹太人那个时候也要被恢复到国度里面去。
Now, I don't know if you realize this, but many Christians don't believe the Jews have any part in the final dealings of God.
很多基督徒不相信犹太人最后在神的最终的结局里面是有份的。
But a minority of Christians, and especially it started among the brethren, believed that the Jews have a final part in the destiny of what God is planning to do.
但是很小一部分基督徒，尤其是弟兄们、弟兄运动的弟兄们，他们认为，在神的工作最末了的时候，这个犹太人他们是有份的。
And so Lance began to hold meetings and speak on this matter of the destiny of the Jews and Zion.
所以蓝培的弟兄就开始有这样的聚会，讲到西安的里边犹太人他们的位置。
And you'll never guess what happened.
永远猜不到发生的事情。
Suddenly, Lance was in Jerusalem when the Yom Kippur War in Israel broke out.
他在耶路撒冷的时候，那个杨可波那个战争，那战争突然就爆发了。
And Lance went down every day to the garden tomb where some think Jesus was buried.
然后那个时候他就去到耶稣被埋葬的那个坟墓的那边。
Russian MiGs were flying overhead. The Arab countries were all invading Israel.
然后阿拉伯国家都在侵略以色列，而且头上有那个飞机战机飞过来。
And Lance began to hold a daily prayer meeting in the garden tomb, and the Lord did mighty things there in Jerusalem.
蓝弟兄每天都在那个坟墓那里，坟墓园那里每天都有祷告，神就在耶路撒冷做了奇妙的事情。
Up until that time in Israel, the Christians were all divided.
那个时候，直到那一刻，耶路撒冷基督徒都是分裂的。
They were missionaries to Arabs. They were missionaries to Jews. They never talked to one another.
那个时候，基督徒传教是有的是在阿拉伯人当中来服侍，有的人是在以色列当，但是他们这两批从来不互相有来往。
There were charismatic ministries to the Jews.
有那些灵恩派的人在那边。
There were messianic Jewish assemblies that were Christians, but they met like Jews.
有弥赛亚那一派，他们也在那边，他们是犹太人。
And Lance got them all together there in the garden tomb, and they repented and joined as one in prayer.
蓝弟兄把这些人都聚集在一起，在坟墓园那边，他们一起来悔改。
He wrote a book about it called The Battle of Israel. You can read about it if you want.
他写了一本书叫《耶路撒冷的战场》。
But God used Lance's understanding of laying hold in prayer. And along with some of those missionaries who knew how to pray, they did miracles. And of course, Israel won the war by a miracle.
他们和这些他们都有祷告负担的人，为着耶路撒冷他们当时这样来祷告，因为这些，最后以色列赢了这场战争。
And then for the rest of his days, through the 80s, 90s, into the 20th century, 21st century, Lance was a statesman. In Israel.
那以后，80年代、90年代、21世纪，蓝培的弟兄在以色列都是一个很有地位的政客。
He presented the Messiah to many Jews.
他把弥赛亚展示给很多的犹太人。
A work began among Jews being converted that's still going on today among the Sabra, the native Israeli Jews.
然后在犹太人信主的 的服饰，就从那个时候开始，一直到现在，很多犹太人都回转信了主。
And there in Israel and among those various Jewish works, they all have come to understand what the Lord is going to do in the last days, because our brother Lance has shared many times there in their ministries.
因着蓝培德弟兄的服饰，这些犹太人他们明白神在末后的时候，他们在那边是有他们那一份的。
But more wonderfully for us, he opened up this whole understanding about Zion as it relates to the Jews.
而且更对我们来说也是有意义的，因为他把这个西安这件事情向犹太人也展开了。
And the Lord helped open the Word of God to us as believers in our assemblies as to what God is doing and His plans for the Jews.
而且在我们当中他把神的话语打开就告诉神要在以色列人当中他们的工作。
I've heard many different preachments on Romans 9 through 11, but nobody owns it like Brother Lance Lamb.
很多人讲罗马书九到十一节，但是没有一个人能够讲解经像蓝弟兄那样。
I went, when he went to be with the Lord, I went to his funeral along with Brother Jonathan Palm.
我们蓝弟兄安息聚会的时候，我和彭栋廷弟兄去参加。
And he was greatly honored by Jews and Christians in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷，犹太人和基督徒一起来纪念怀念我们的蓝弟兄。
For 20 years, he would have a prayer meeting in his house, praying and interceding for Israel.
20年，在他们家里面，他一直为着以色列来代祷。
Now his blessing to us.
那他对我们的祝福。
When he would preach on the Old Testament patriarchs.
当他来讲到旧约的那些父们。
His messages were powerful.
他的信息是带有大有。
He opened up the Jewish understanding of the Old Testament in a way that we Gentiles just don't quite understand.
他把那些犹太人的背景，只有犹太人明白那些的背景，向我们这些外邦人来打开。
And when you saw our brother Lance minister,
当你看我们蓝弟兄服事的时候
，you saw Jacob.
看到雅各。
Lance was Jacob.
蓝弟兄就是雅各。
One day when we meet Jacob and you see Lance, you'll see they look the same.
那天我们见到雅各，我们就也看到蓝弟兄，他们俩长得一样。
He's a son of Jacob.
他是雅各的儿子。
But he has that melancholic, sad heart.
但是他有一个很伤悲的一个那种那一个心在那里。
If you want to see a heart burdened.Just mention Israel, and his heart is taken away.
当每次你提到像蓝弟兄提到以色列，他的心就被融化。
Like Paul, he would give up salvation to see the Jews saved.
就像保罗，他愿意把他自己救恩放下，他也要看到犹太人得救。
Oh, and when he preached that famous message on Jacob, I have loved.
当我们蓝弟兄讲到。雅各我所爱的。
You read that and see if you don't meet the very love of God.
你自己去读，你看看你会不会碰到那位爱我们那一位神。
Because as Jacob stood before us, we realized we were all Jacobs.
当雅各站在我们面前的时候，我们发现我们都是雅各。
And he's forever a blessing.
永远都要这样，我们就会蒙到永远一个祝福。
To see Jacob before Jehovah, his God.
看到雅各站在耶和华他神的面前。
So now he rests up on the mountain there in Bethel, the house of God.
现在我们的弟兄在他神的家中，他有他的安息。
Then we have our brother Stephen Kong.
那我们再讲到我们江弟兄。
The other half of the one-two punch.
这个就是左右勾拳的另外一部分。
Now, you know, I think we see him, and if you know who Stephen Kong is, I think probably most of you do.
我们大部分人都知道江守道弟兄。
You have seen him when he was in his 80s, or in his 90s, or in his 100s.
你可能他80, 90, 100岁的时候我们见过他。
He just died this summer at 107, I believe.
他过去这个夏天去世的时候107岁。
I knew him before he was 60 years old.
我认识他的时候，他是60多岁。
I don't know why the Lord privileged me to get to know him like this.
我不知道为什么神给我这样的特权，我这么来认识这位弟兄这么长时间。
But you know, after World War II and as China closed down in persecutions,
二战之后中国封锁有很多的逼迫。
Our brother came to New York City with his wife.
我们的弟兄和他姊妹来到纽约。
And they began to meet with some other missionaries and other Christians that they knew from Brother Sparks and from China and elsewhere.
他们开始和一些的传道人，他们所认识的，要么和
While he was in New York, he finally was able to gather together the various notes written by Watchman Nee.
那他在纽约那边，他终于可以开始来把尼弟兄过去他所传的道一起把它整理起来。And
so our brother began his lifelong work of translating the works of Watchman Nee into English.
我们弟兄就开始他一生的一个工作，就是把尼弟兄的讲道从中文翻译成英文。
Now you have such a wealth of literature in Mandarin from Watchman Nee that you don't realize.
我们在中文里面有很多尼弟兄的讲道，但是我们有一点我们不知道。The
works of Watchman Nee translated into English has absolutely transformed the English-speaking church.
尼弟兄英文翻译过来的文字完全改变了英文的教会。By
the time I finally met our brother Stephen Kang, I'd probably read more than 20 of those books, and there I was a Baptist preacher.
我第一次见到江弟兄的时候，我已经读过大概20多本尼弟兄的书，那个时候我还是浸信会的一个牧师。But
when I opened those books, I could hear Brother Watchman Nee talking about the church, and everything he said, I said, Amen, Amen, Amen.
每次我打开那本书的时候，我真是觉得尼弟兄对我来讲，就是讲到教会的事情，我心里就说阿门，阿门，还有阿门。
There was no other literature like that in the world for English-speaking people.
那个时候在英文里面没有这样英文的书。I
remember at seminary, we'd compare notes with other, of course, they were underground Christians reading Watchman Nee's books.
那个时候我们在上神学院的时候，我们彼此来看，我们只有在所谓的地下里面才可以看到。
Baptist bookstores don't allow Watchman Nee.
No. They
think his theology is wrong. But all I saw was the Word of God. And thousands and thousands of servants of God have read these things because our brother translated them over the years.
几多少千的神的仆人看到了尼弟兄的话，因为我们弟兄把它翻译成了英文。Now
this was his legacy.
这是我们弟兄的他一生的工作。To
honor his dear brother Watchman Nee and produce these works for the larger audience.
那他就是一生这样把他尼弟兄的东西翻译出来给更多的人看到。But
of course, God had some other things in mind for our dear brother.
但是我们的神对我们弟兄有其他的安排。
While he was serving in New York, and then as he got his publishing company going, he moved down to Washington, D.C.
当在纽约的时候，他在做这些工作，他开始他的出版社的时候，他就搬到了那个华盛顿那边。He
would have fellowship with some special meetings where Brother Sparks would come over, and Hosea Wu was there, and other such speakers would come on the East Coast and begin to preach the word.
那个时候他就开始这样的聚会，有史柏克弟兄，有吴和西弟兄，他们就在那边就开始这样聚会。But
our dear brother laid down his life in a way that was just unbelievable.
那我们的弟兄他就是这样的放下他自己的生命，你很难相信的。Now
at that time, on the East Coast and especially on the West Coast, actually,
那个时候在东岸，尤其也是在西岸,
there was the charismatic movement.
有这个灵恩派的运动,
and the Jesus people movement.
这个耶稣人的运动,
these were two movements that came sovereignly from the hand of God.
这两个运动绝对是从神的权柄那边下来的。
And during this period of time in the 1970s, millions of people got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit.
70年代美国几百万人得救，被圣灵充满。
Now these were Americans and from various different denominational churches.
这些都是美国人从各样的派别里面出来的。
And the Lord chose our dear brother Stephen to go among these charismatics and teach them the way of God's recovery.
那我们 神就让我们的弟兄去这些灵恩派人的当中去教导神的工作。
That's how I first got to meet him.
那就是我第一次我见到我。
He began to travel up and down the eastern coast.
他开始在东岸那边来服事。
He would go to churches in Richmond, Virginia. He would go to a place in Raleigh, North Carolina. He would go to South Jersey with our brother Hosea Wu.
那他在Virginia 那边
North Carolina,
North Carolina 北卡那一边，还有在北新泽西那一边，五河西那一边，他都有服事。
And as he would go somewhere, he would speak Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning.
他就去各地方，他就是周五晚上、周六上午、周六晚上、周日上午。
Now, I was a pastor of a new church in Raleigh, North Carolina.
那个时候我在北卡 Raleigh 那边，我是一个教会的牧师。
And once a month, our dear brother would come to Raleigh and sit among these charismatics in a house, maybe 15, 20 people, all charismatics, you know, crazy charismatics.
每个月一次我们弟兄来到 Raleigh 那个地方，在一个人家里边和大概15多个人的灵恩派的人在那边服事。
Most of these in Raleigh actually came out of the Catholic Church when they'd been saved.
他们那个时候其实的背景都是天主教，他们刚得救的时候。
They knew nothing about the Bible.
他们对圣经一无所知。
But there was a charismatic sister that had heard of Brother Kong and asked him to come down to Raleigh and speak.
但是有一个灵恩派的姊妹听到我们弟兄，他就邀请他来到 Raleigh 这个地方。
Well, he would speak on these weekends, and somewhere along the way, somebody asked me to come and listen to Brother Kong.
那我们弟兄周末在那边开始服事，然后过了一段时间，就有人邀请我去这个聚会。
So because he translated everything I read,
因为他这是我所读过的都是他翻译的。
I had to see this great man of God.
一定要看这个伟大的神人。
I came into the meeting.
我来到这个聚会。
Sat by the back.
坐在后边。
Looked around. Who is this brother Kong?
到底哪个是江弟兄啊？
There were a couple of Asian men there. I said, "Oh, that must be the one. He's tall over there."
有两个亚洲人，前面一个很高大，那一定是他了。
But they had just driven him by car from Washington down to Raleigh.
其实他们只是开车的人。
And then it came time for our brother to speak.
那就到我们弟兄来讲信息了。
I'll never forget it.
永远忘不了。
He stood up in front of this house group.
他站在这个家庭聚会的前面。
He was trembling.
他在
Now, I didn't know he had some problem with Parkinson's.
他可能有帕金森的病。
So he had his little Bible and his hands were trembling.
他的小的圣经在他手里面在那边晃。
And he looked kind of frightened.
他有点战惊。
And then he closed his eyes.
他就闭上眼睛。
And he said, Dear Lord,
亲爱的主啊。
Just the way he said it.
就是他说的那个方式方法。
Now, he was talking to somebody right then who was very precious to him. And it seemed as if in that short prayer he prayed, he got lost in the Lord a little bit and he didn't seem quite as afraid anymore.
他在很短的祷告里边，他好像就在神里面丢失了，完了之后他就不再那么战惊恐惧了。
And so he opened his little Bible.
打开他的小圣经。
And he spoke for an hour and a half.
讲了一个半小时。
He was going through the Bible.
他在讲圣经讲我的讲过。
The first time I heard him, he was speaking in 1 Samuel.
他第一次讲是讲到撒母耳记上。
But he wasn't speaking about 1 Samuel.
但是却没有讲是他。
Not about Samuel.
他没有讲到撒母耳。
Not about Saul.
不是讲到扫罗。
He's speaking about me.
他在讲我。
He talked about flesh.
他讲到肉体。
He talked about a need for the cross.
他讲到十字架。
He talked about doing things out of our own strength.
他靠我们的力量来做事情。
I said, how does he know me?
他怎么认识我的？
So I came again the next month.
所以下个月我又去了。
And he spoke from 2 Samuel.
他就讲到撒母耳记下。
But I heard about King Saul, and he was speaking about me.
讲到扫罗王其实在讲我。
Every time he was speaking about the need to come to the cross and to find our life in Christ alone.
每次讲我们要来到十字架里边，就在基督里边找到生命。
I have never known anybody who could find Christ in every part of the Bible.
从来没有见过这么一位人，在他能够在圣经每一个部分能够找到基督。
Now, If you're a young person, I'd like to give you a little bit of information.
如果你年轻人，我想给你一点的信息。
I was at the top of my class in seminary, and they wanted me to go into the doctoral program.
我在神学院是班的头几名，他们让我要进入这个博士那。
In seminary, I studied the theology.
我学到神学。
I studied some New Testament books in the original Greek.
我在学到新约是用原希腊文看的新约。
And when I heard Brother Kang speak, I had never heard the Bible explained like he explained it.
我听到我们弟兄来解经的时候，我从来没有听到是这样来解经的。
This set of books, Finding Christ in the Bible, is that what it's called? Finding Christ, Seeing Christ in the Bible.
就是有这么一套丛书，江弟兄写的，就是。
You will find more of what the Bible means in that little book than you will in the theology classes of a Bible college or seminary.
你从来不会看到在一个神学院圣经课里面，你如此能够找到像这本书里讲到的，你所能看到的。
Now I was just a young man, but I did love the Word, and I was absolutely captured by the Word of God. Every time I heard Brother Stephen,
我是一个年轻人，但是我很爱主的话。每次江弟兄讲，我真是被他抓住。
He's a Bible lover's teacher.
他是一个爱慕神话的人的一个教师。
But by the end of every message, he would bring Christ before us and say, "You see, Christ is all and in all."
每一次他讲完道，我们都看到神，也基督是一切，也在一切之中。
And I was absolutely captured.
我是完全被抓住。
Well, I realized many things as I continued to listen to him.
当我继续来听他的时候，我明白很多的事情。
I asked him a lot of questions.
问了很多问题。
It got to the place after about 6 months, I was right up there. Oh, how about that?
到了一个地步，六个月以后，我马上举手说，这个怎么解释啊？
I've never known a guy who can answer questions as well as our brother Stephen Kang.
没有见过一个人，他像江弟兄这样这么能够这么好来回答我的问题。
And yet he's so gentle in his answers.
而且他回答的方法是非常的温柔。
He didn't make me feel ignorant, even though I was.
他没有让我觉得我很无知，虽然我的确是很无知。
But in the end, he'd always say, "But it's important. Ask the Lord."
但是最后他总会说，很重要的，你要问主，你要问主。
Anybody here has been counseled by our brother Kang, this is what he says, ask the Lord.
每一次如果谁问过江弟兄，他给你的建议就是说，你要去问主。
Now there's a true shepherd who points you to the shepherd and not to himself.
这个就是一个牧羊人，他把你指向那位大牧人，不是他自己。
So, needless to say, I saw enough to make me willing to die. That's what. At the same time, that's when Lance told me I need to die.
所以你就是说我见了这么多，我真是说我真是愿意去死。也就像安弟兄说，你的确需要去死。
So here I was. So I was the pastor of a church that grew to 120 people in no time.
我是一个教会的一个牧师，很快就发展到了120多人。
And you know, the Christians in Raleigh were all excited about this new church up on the hill, as it was called.
在 Raleigh 那个地方，大伙都很兴奋的。这个教会是在山上一个聚会。
But every time I went down and listened to Brother Kang, my insides were just dying. I'm just dying.
但是每次去听江弟兄讲，我里面就是一直好像在死的那种感觉。
The ways I was doing it, the ways I was building the church, the way I was the leader, and all this, it just was not right. Every time I heard it, I knew it wasn't right. But what to do? What to do?
每次我听他讲，我就明白我所带领的、我所工作的都不对。但是我说，我该怎么做呢
？Now there's many reasons I love my brother Stephen Kang.
很多原因，我爱我的江弟兄。
Let me give you one.
我给你一个理由。
So one day after Stephen spoke in Raleigh, and we're having lunch over at the house of the people who hosted it.
有一次在 Raleigh 那个家里面聚完会以后，在他家里面吃饭。
The host of the house said, "Now, Brother Dana."
那 那个主人就说，Dana弟兄,
if you see all these things regarding the recovery of the church and God's eternal purpose,
如果你看到神父亲的工作还有神永远的旨意的话,
how can you continue on as a pastor of that church?
那你怎么能够继续在那个教会继续当一个牧师呢?
I mean, she drove a sword right into my heart.
这个女主人就是把一把剑插入我心里面去了。
And I had no answer.
我回答不了。
And I turned red with embarrassment.
我的脸全都红了。
And in 1 second, Stephen spoke up.
张弟兄就说,
You never say that, sister.
你说,这个姊妹你永远不能这么说。
God moves a man of God in sovereign ways.
神来感动他的仆人是靠着他的全能的。
Brother Sparks saw God's purpose, but the Lord told him to stay in the Baptist church for a few years.
失败科弟兄看到神的旨意，但是神告诉他，让他在浸信会里面又待了几年的时间。
Brother Kong saved my skin.
江弟兄就救了我的面子。
I was in love with him.
我真是太爱他了。And
he bailed me out many other times as well.
那很多次他也这么来救了我。
Well, I eventually left that church.
最后我还是离开那个教会。
Began to meet with this little group where our brother Kong would come.
开始和这边江弟兄这边服侍的这边这一小批人。
So I started the substitute teaching in school.
就开始一个后备老师。Asking
Lance, how am I going to live? And Lance has learned how to die.
那时候我开始问我怎么活呀？那弟兄说你要学怎么死。So
once a month, our brother Kong would come and share for the weekend.
所以每个月一次，一个周末。
And I learned how sneaky Brother Kong is.
我发现我们的江弟兄非常的狡猾。
After he left on Sunday to drive back up to Richmond, Virginia,
每次忙了以后，他开车回到 Richmond 那边。
Sometimes in my pocket,
有的时候在我兜里。
Sometimes in my Bible,
有的时候在我圣经里面。
I would find the check that the saints from Raleigh gave him, signed over to me.
就是发现有张支票，就是Rowley当地的那些写的张支票是给我的。The
brothers and sisters gave him some check for speaking that weekend, and he signed it over to me, put it in my coat.
就是说他那边服侍当地弟兄给他写张支票奉献给他，他就是把那张支票又转给我。Nobody
in Raleigh ever gave me a dime.
在Raleigh那边，那机会从来没有人给我一分钱。
But our brother knew I had 3 kids and a wife.
但是我的弟兄知道我有三个孩子，一个妻子。
And he's always been merciful.
他一直对我有这么很有怜悯之心。
Of course, I also met Jehovah Jireh, and he provides.
当然，我也是见到我们的神。 耶和华以勒，他是全丰的。
There's more I'd like to say.
说什么呢？
Let me pass on to just a few other things besides myself. I've never met a more gentle man. He was a gentleman to everybody. Even to crude people, he was a gentleman. He taught me so many things. I'd often ask him about his work with Brother Watchman Nee and all that went on in China. By that time, of course, I heard so many people holding up Brother Watchman Nee, but our Brother Kong was always careful about that. When he told me about what happened in China, he didn't talk about terms of heroes like Brother Nee. He talked about what the Lord did in China.
He
You know, he said it was the revival in the Methodist Church back in the 20s and the 30s that enabled Watchmen Nee to begin to see, and these missionaries to begin to bring them to the place where they could meet together as a little flock.
就这些基金会二十二三十年代的时候，他们那边在国内所做的一些工作，神就把这些小学他们聚集在一起。And
they met people that the Lord was sovereignly gathering together in different parts of China.
神在他的主权里面，在中国各个地方有他的聚会。This
recovery of the church in China, this tremendous work, was not something that one person did. It was something the Lord sovereignly did among the people.
神在国内的复兴不是一个人的工作，是神的主权，在各个地方都有他的工作。Of
course, if you've heard our brother share the testimony about Watchman Nee, you know that our brother loved Watchman Nee dearly. And actually, our dear brother Kong was Watchman Nee's Timothy, I think.
你讲，听过我们江弟兄讲到倪弟兄的话，你知道我们江弟兄非常的爱我们的倪弟兄，就好像江弟兄就是倪弟兄的提摩太一样。
You know, when our brother translates Watchman Nee's works, he translates and also translates the spirit of what Watchman Nee is saying.
我们江弟兄翻译的时候，不仅翻译倪弟兄的文字，他也翻译出倪弟兄的那个灵。I've
read translations of Watchman Nee by other companies, but the spirit's not the same.
我看过其他出版公司、出版社发布的倪弟兄的，但是没有那个灵。
Now, somewhere further up there on Mount Zion, there's Brother Watchman Nee.
在那个西安山更高的地方，我们看到倪弟兄。But
I know him.
我知道他。
Through Brother Kong.
是通过江弟兄。When
I read Watchman Nee that was translated by Brother Kong, I have met the man. I'll know him.
我看江弟兄翻译的倪弟兄，我看了那些书，我认识倪弟兄。And
I'm so thankful. For Brother
Nee,
and for his young Timothy, who carefully and spiritually translated all his stuff. Just a few more things. I remember when his first wife died. I don't know if you realize this, but our brother is very human.
不知道你知道不知道这件事情，我们的弟兄他非常有感觉的。And
he retired.
他就退休了。He
moved to New York City.
他搬到了纽约市。He
left Richmond.
他离开了Richmond。I
mean, the publishing company was going.
当然他的出版社还在。But
he felt like maybe the Lord was through with him.
但是他觉得可能神在他通过他的工作就结束了。During
that time while he was in New York City,
那个时候他在纽约市,
I got to talk to him a lot.
就和他花了,
he is a very human man.
他是非常是一个很真实的一个人。
And we talked many things I will not share.
我们讲过很多的事情，但我就不讲。But
something arose in his heart.
但是在他心里面有件事情出了。
A burden began to arise for the work in the Far East.
他心中对远东
Because of the problems with the Witness Lee assemblies and the implosion going on, he felt he had to begin to have some more conferences there in the Far East to try to help the saints to be regathered. You know, in all the times we talked about that work and the little flock and the local church, I never heard him say a judgmental word against Witness
Lee.
He respects a man of God.
他是尊敬一个属神的人。
He's aware of the problems.
他知道,
But he leaves the judgment to the Lord.
但是他把审判这个权利交给神。
And so he decided to redouble his efforts and go out to the Far East and come out here on the West Coast in order to try to handle and speak and help these saints that were leaving the local church assemblies.
所以他就决定在远东，后来在西安这边，他来服侍，他来讲道，来帮助那些他们决定要准备要离开这些地方或者小型聚会的人。
After all that Stephen Kahn was defamed by Witness Lee in the local church, this is his response. We have to help the saints.
这个是在李长寿在地方聚会里边完全污蔑了江弟兄的名声之后。江弟兄他的一个回应，要帮助这些地方教会。
So he came out of retirement.
所以他就从他所谓的退休里面他就出来。
Of course, he found somebody to kick him out of retirement. Dora.
当然是因为我们 Dora 姊妹把他从那个退休里面把他拉出来。
And he was strengthened in the Lord and encouraged by his helpmeet and began to travel about. And you know him over these last 22 years.
神又重新来加力给他，也靠着多少姊妹的帮助，他我们也都见到这么多年来他在神面前的服事。
In his latter days, you know, he only had one burden.
你知道他在晚年末年的时候，他只有一个负担。
The Lord's coming back any moment.
我们的神可能任何一个时刻都可以回来。
The last picture I saw of him alive.
我最后见他还在世的那一刻的时候。
He was sitting in his home in a comfortable chair.
他在他家里边坐在一个非常舒适的椅子上边。
His Bible on his lap.
他的圣经打开放在他的膝盖上边。
Reading.
在读。
Praying the Lord come.
祷告。
Sleeping. I've heard him sing songs like an angel. You know, he was a good singer.
我听过我们弟兄唱歌，他唱歌非常的好，像一个天使。
In the early days as an evangelist, he would sing gospel songs without accompaniment. Sounded like an angel singing.
在早些年的时候，传福音的时候，他不用任何的器乐伴奏，他唱诗像天使的声音一样。
But in all the times I've sat next to him as he was singing,
每一次我坐在他旁边听他唱诗的时候
he never was able to sing all the way through.Since long ago, the Lord departed from us.
但是他那时候他已经不能够再完全，没有办法完成唱完那首自不大离那首诗。
This song of yearning from the heart of Watchman Nee for his Lord to come back was in the heart of Brother Stephen Kahn.
这首诗歌倪弟兄写的，渴慕盼望神的回来，也在江弟兄的心里。
I've seen us sing that song.He's weeping like a baby.
看我们弟兄唱，就像一个孩子一样哭的，不像一个孩子一样。
He so wants the Lord to come back.
他真是期望我们的主。
So now he's in the presence of the Lord.
现在他在神的同在的里。
And I wonder if anybody will carry on with this burden.
我们不知道还有谁能够来继续担任。
Now we see the walk of our brother Kong, walk of our brother Lance Lambert Dobsky.
那我们看到了我们江守道弟兄还有我们兰培德弟兄他们的道路。
If we consider them some kind of superhuman heroes, we've made a grave mistake.
如果我们把他们认为是一个超级英雄的话，那我们犯了很大的错误。
But here is our consolation.
但是这个是我们的一个安慰。
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, forever.
基督耶稣昨日今日永远他都是不变的。
In the midst of this recession, where our dear brother Wong has departed from us, where our brother Hosea Wu has departed from us, where our brother Lance Lambert has departed from us, where our brother Stephen Kahn has departed from us.
在这个属灵的低谷的里面，我们王弟兄吴和西弟兄江守道弟兄兰培德弟兄都离开我们之后
Surely the Lord is raising up some brother, some sister with 100% heart for the Lord to speak and to be a light and a shepherd in these last days.
神一定百分之百他兴起一些的弟兄姊妹一些的人来继续来带领抚养 来带领他的教会。
The Lord must always leave himself with a witness until he comes.
神在他回来之前，他一定会在地上。
So may we be faithful. Lord, we want to be faithful. Lord, we cannot copy the lives of such men. We don't measure to their intelligence nor spiritual life.
But
we want to say, here am I, Lord, send me. And we know you're still faithful to raise up right to the end those who will serve thee before thy face. We thank you and praise you upon every remembrance of the dear saints that gone before us.
主啊，我们每一次我们纪念我们前面的弟兄们的时候，我们都要把感谢赞美归于你。
Now January 1st, 2023, we press on toward the goal.
主啊，2023年1月1号，我们说我们要继续往前。
We do it in light of the witnesses who have gone before us.
我们想到在我们之前的见证人。
We look away to Jesus.
我们要转眼仰望我们的主耶稣。
He is the author and the finisher of our faith.
他是我们信心创始成终的那一位。So
thankful to you, Lord.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.